So that's Chewe from Dola.
GS says, I love my president. He's the head of state. I voted for him in that office. Let him ignore Bill 7 and continue working, because that is what will only matter next year. Shadow says, if people hated him, they wouldn't have given him 2.8 million votes in 2021. They hate his lies and failed campaign promises.
Ashton from Miseshi Mindolo Kito says, good morning. Those that know that genuinely have love the president will not say a word, because they know where they stand. It's the haters that are all over social media trying to show and justify the love for him that they don't genuinely have. We know them, he knows them, and they know themselves. So that's Ashton from Miseshi Mindolo Kitwe.
And Gray says, when people disagree with you, it doesn't mean they hate you. Okay, BCM also says, morning guys, whoever told the president that we're in a love affair with him lied to him badly. Okay, so what we're getting from this is that people don't really hate the president.
They do love the president.
Maybe again, when he said that, maybe he was making reference to a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially his political opponents. Maybe he feels that they're political opponents who generally just hate him, or hate him because of where exactly he comes from. Because you kept made reference to that, saying, look, people don't choose to be born in certain places, and you cannot punish people for what they didn't choose. So it's not like they made a choice over that. So there's that aspect to it that I guess has stood out from what people are saying so far. And what people are saying is they just want the president to deliver. And I guess from the number of comments we've gotten, it seems like people feel like it's the same old story that they've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Like they haven't heard anything. Well, from those who've contributed, they haven't heard anything new.
Mm-hmm.
But he did give an update, for example, load shedding.
Yes, and also he spoke about the harvest.
Yeah, so I guess maybe
very good harvest from time of independence.
That's new, because when he talks about load shedding, and he mentioned this yesterday, saying that look, even if for example, the drought didn't happen, we'd have still probably found ourselves where we are today. Because he said it before that the energy sector leaves a lot to be desired. And he said it before that for the last 50 years, in previous governments, there wasn't much done from where he's sitting. There wasn't much done in terms of investing in the energy sector. So he says even without the drought, we'd have still found ourselves in the situation we're in now, because his government is working towards creating more jobs, more employment. For example, through the mining sector. But as you expand production and try to do more within the mining sector, the demand for electricity, for example, also gets to increase. So he says either way, we'd have found ourselves where we're at. But he assured the public that there are measures being put in place to work towards that. So I don't know if that counts as something that's new. For those who are saying there's nothing new that came from that. But I guess to each his own, and how they get to see things. The president also had more to say, which is coming up next in our news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
The headlines. President Hichilema says people's choice will determine next year's election outcome. Continued uncertainty in PF worries MPs ahead of the 2026 elections. In global news, Ukraine says understanding reached on U.S. peace plan as Trump envoy to meet Putin. To present the news, I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. President Hakainde Hichilema says his confidence levels heading into next year's general elections are based on what people will decide. In an exclusive interview with Phoenix News, President Hichilema states that citizens are aware of the conditions the country faced before his administration took office and the improvements made since then. The president notes that government continues to focus on delivering results without taking public support for granted. According to the head of state, government's record of achievements and the reforms undertaken are expected to play a key role as the nation approaches the next election cycle. President Hichilema adds that citizens are capable of assessing the progress for themselves and understanding the direction in which the country is heading.
People will decide. People will understand what it was. That's what we'll try to do today, to explain what it was, what we found, where we are now, the progress we have made, the work that yet is to be done, which is a lot also, and that we are continuing to work. We don't take people for granted. But I think also people are not fools. Citizens are not fools. They know what was there. They know what it is now and what it could be.
Policy analyst Dr. Kelvin Chibomba has cautioned government against being complacent following Zambia's recent improved rating to CCC+ from selective default status, but must work toward ensuring the country's economic transformation improves for the better. Dr. Chibomba has told Phoenix News that the upgrade presents an opportunity rather than a finish line and calls for continued vigilance to translate the rating into sustained economic gains. He notes that recent economic indicators show a trajectory from average to good, but adds that this progress still leaves the nation vulnerable to setbacks if policy discipline kicks in. Dr. Chibomba has proposed tight austerity measures and robust planning to preserve the gains already made and to prevent fiscal slippage that could undermine confidence. He has warned that currency stability and predictable policy will be important for small and medium entrepreneurs and would-be manufacturers, enabling them to plan, invest, and contribute to domestic production.
This simply means that, there is still room for us as a nation to guard against so many things. For example, when we are looking at the austerity measures, these are supposed to be really tight, because by the end of it all, we are looking at a point where we should be able to manage the resources very, very well. This calls for the Minister of Finance and other stakeholders to be able to credit ratings that sometimes are given in these countries. They've got a bearing on how other stakeholders, perceive a given country. So it calls for a lot of discipline on the part of the government to ensure that austerity measures, the fiscal discipline is enhanced at all levels.
Patriotic Front PF Member of Parliament for Chinsali, Kalalwe Mukosa, has warned that the continued uncertainty in the party is a threat to most lawmakers seeking to recontest their seats in 2026. Mr. Mukosa notes that the ongoing internal disputes are creating confusion about who can safely file on the party ticket and may prevent prospective candidates from meeting electoral requirements in 2026 if unresolved. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mukosa says the lack of clarity is already affecting the ability of some aspirants to prepare nomination papers and plan campaign logistics, creating an uneven playing field ahead of the 2026 elections.
In any given organization, rangos are not held for the growth of such an organization. Then the uncertainties that you are talking about are real, and it is not good for democracy, because the issues that are currently obtaining are not resolved. It means that it will be difficult for people to file their nominations, those who want to file on the Patriotic Front ticket. So for me, what I can just appeal to our leaders in the Patriotic Front is that the earlier the issues that are there are addressed, the better.
And Chairman North Member of Parliament Yotam Tayachalo says the uncertainty is not only affecting MPs but the general membership as well, which he describes as worrying. He's praised the dialogue meeting initiated by former Vice President Inonge Winner, which he hopes will bring clarity to the party.